Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Hey guys, this is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw.
What's up, it's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you're watching Going In Raw. You like that?
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Yeah, welcome back to Going In Raw. It's time for Backlash Predictions, Larson. Very exciting. You can find us on the YouTube, youtube.com/Steven Larson. Also available where fine podcasts are, including, of course, CastBox. We have a partnership with them now. It's a fantastic podcast app. Check it out. Very clean, great podcast experience. We're also available, of course, on the Apple iOS podcast app, Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio, I believe, all sorts of great places. Find us
everywhere.
Leave a rating, a review on the CastBox. You can leave a comment. You can leave a rating or review on Apple iOS podcast. Great, free, easy way to promote Going In Raw. Help the show. We're also on patreon.com/Steven Larson, a great financial way to support the show. And in return, you get various reward tiers. The $1 tier, $1 a month. $1 a month, you can get your question read on the show, and you can join the Going In Raw Discord group. I'm about to put the link for the Discord for the new patrons. I'm about to do that now. We're also at prowrestlingtees.com/Going In Raw. We got a bunch of great designs there. Check them out this Sunday.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a Backlash.
Yeah.
Reaction live stream, yes.
Yeah, should be fun. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, it'll be fun. We're going to do it.
Backlash going my body over something. I'm not sure what it is.
My goodness. On Friday, I'm going to set up our little, our new streaming area over
there. You know, I told you the other day I might have a couch for us.
Yeah?
Oh. Probably not.
Probably not. Well, maybe I'll go drive around the neighborhood and see if I can pick up a free one.
Ooh, that's a couch for you.
Preferably then. Soiled on.
That's a couch for Steve then.
What would you rather sit on? One of Hilton's couches? If he said, hey, I got an old couch. Or something that I find Skid Row.
Hilton. Hilton's couch.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. Anyways. See, the kayfabe, you just ruined the joke, man. Hilton's supposed to be the worst. Anyways, yeah, Sunday, live stream. Check it out right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. We're going to do like a pre-show thing, a Minoru Suzuki Open Challenge. Probably
we'll
not. We have a lot going on this
weekend. Yeah, it's a busy weekend, so yeah, probably not.
We're going to get there right when the show starts.
Yeah.
Anyways, as we always do with these great pay-per-views, we do predictions.
Yeah.
And with prop bets and everything.
Yeah. So let's get to it. First match. Oh, this is the first pay-per-view that's going to be co-branded that's not a major four.
That's right. That's
so that's
right.
A major deal, yeah.
Ooh, big
huge
deal.
Huge deal. Massive deal. Enormous deal.
The biggest, the greatest
gargantuan
deal.
Gargantuan.
It's the greatest deal.
The greatest deal. The largest, longest, greatest deal. Anyways, first match. Jeff Hardy, your United States champion, taking on the challenger, Randall Orton.
Yeah, man. U.S. title on the line. However, there's not a chance. Not a chance they're taking this off Jeff Hardy.
Correct.
I have Jeff Hardy going over with 6 confidence
points.
Ooh,
6.
Yeah.
I, too, have Jeff Hardy. However, I have 3 confidence
points.
Only
3?
It just happens to be matches I'm more confident about.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. This is like a lock. This is a lock.
I feel like a lot of the matches are locks.
We'll find
out. There's only really 2 that I kind of feel like are up in the air. I mean, if I can give
really
like 6 of the 8 matches 6 confidence points, I would. It doesn't work that way.
I'm going to put it this way. I am very confident in my picks, but a lot of these are up in the air for me.
Really?
But I, yeah.
Huh.
Next.
I feel the opposite. I feel like most of these are pretty much locks.
All right. Next. Braun Strowman, Bobby Lashley versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. They're squeaking this one out.
Owens and Zayn?
Braun has been murdering them every single night.
Oh, yeah,
I know. They're on TV. They're new additions to Raw. Braun pinned Kevin Owens this past week. I am going with Owens and Zayn. Maybe this will lead to a Braun Lashley thing. I don't know who could possibly eat the pin here.
Would that be Lashley?
It would have to be Lashley.
I don't think he's going to eat the pin this first pay-per-view match.
There will be some weird shenanigans here. I'm not sure how that. I mean, a count out maybe, but then I know Braun and Lashley still win if Kevin Owens. Maybe Braun and Lashley start fighting and they get count out. I don't know what happens here. I just think it's not going to be Braun pinning Owens or Zayn again. It's not going to be Lashley pinning one of these guys.
They're in the wrong document putting your notes, man.
No, I was just going to copy this over.
All right.
I have Owens and Zayn, but I only have 4 confidence points behind it.
See, I have Braun and Lashley with 5 confidence points. They're not going to have Lashley eat a pin in his first pay-per-view match. And Braun's not losing anybody anytime soon. I just don't see anybody on team Braun and Lashley who's going to take a pin or tap out.
All right.
Just don't see it.
Yeah, you're probably
Sami
right.
Zayn's there. He can take a pin. And that's probably what's going to happen.
All right. I feel like Owens and Zayn are going to stand tall in this. Somehow. I don't know how they're going to pull it off.
Okay.
Somehow, somewhere.
You're entitled to your opinion, man.
Hey, man. That's like your opinion. Charlotte versus Carmella. I have Carmella.
Yeah.
With 5 confidence points.
I have Carmella with 4. It's too soon to take that belt off Carmella.
Only 4 confidence points. This one to me feels like an absolute lock.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of matches where I feel really confident, but I can't give them all 8 or 6 confidence points. That's not how confidence points work.
That is true.
That's not how it works.
That is true. You can't give
them all. So a match I'm really confident in, for example, this U.S. title match, I have to give 3, just the way things work.
Yeah.
It's too soon to take that belt off Carmella. Mm. She has the Iconics. They seem to have her back.
Mm-hmm.
They will probably come into play
mm-hmm.
To help Carmella retain, furthering the Charlotte-Carmella feud, but also the Becky Lynch-Asuka Iconics-Carmella-Charlotte feud. The end result of all of this is Asuka's going to be champion.
Yeah, Carmella makes for a great, great... I could see Asuka cashing on Carmella, maybe at Money in the Bank. That'd be a fun way to do it. And fitting, given that Carmella has missed Money in the Bank for, like, ever.
Yeah.
I agree. Carmella retains. I think she's doing a really good job in her role as Cowardly Heel.
Yeah.
I have 5 confidence points on this. You have 4.
4.
This next match, Seth Rollins versus The Miz for the Intercontinental Championship. I have 8 confidence points.
Ooh, I'm just behind you with 7.
On Seth Rollins. There's not a chance.
7 for Seth.
The IC title is... firmly staying on Raw. There is zero chance.
Yes.
Zero chance. Seth Rollins loses this match.
Zero chance.
Where is Finn Balor in all this?
He's waiting on Raw just on that card or in the Intercontinental title scene?
Yeah, I guess he's not on the card, huh?
No, not at all.
What a bummer.
I was thinking about having the dual brand pay-per-views. A lot of great talent. The Raw tag titles aren't even being defended.
Yeah. Well, that's we don't crazy. Know about any pre-show. We don't know about what's going
true.
On the kickoff show.
True. Something hasn't been announced yet.
So,
very
yeah,
true.
I mean, there's
the only interesting wrinkle. I mean, this should be a good match, but the only wrinkle will be, and we'll get to this in prop bets, or we can just answer it now. Miztourage. They still have a pretty huge role in this Intercontinental title story. Will they get involved?
Yeah, they're going to help Seth Rollins. They're trying to curry favor. They want to be 4 horsemen. They're going to think maybe this is going to be the time that Seth Rollins will make them new Shield. So I say they're going to get involved in this. I say it's going to be yes. I think it might be the kind of thing where Seth Rollins has to overcome them trying to help him
mm-hmm.
because they're so happy.
See, I think the opposite is going to happen. I think they're going to go and try to help Miz win and attempt mm-hmm. to curry favor with him so that they can get back in his good graces.
You can't just go to SmackDown.
I know, but just for the sake of helping an old friend.
Out of spite for Rollins, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But in the end, they end up costing Miz the match.
All right.
They're going to help Miz. But cost him the match.
Okay.
And that way Miz loses, but it's kind of a protected loss. He can still look good going back over to SmackDown.
Okay.
Next, Roman Reigns versus Samoa Joe.
So this to me is a toss-up.
It really is.
I have 1 confidence point.
I do too, and it's all on Samoa Joe.
All right. Well, it's not a lot of confidence there.
No, but it's on Joe.
I have Reigns winning via DQ.
No, man. Reigns is going to sleep.
Take that for what you will.
Reigns is going to sleep.
Reigns is not going to sleep.
Going to sleep.
This is going to be lithium, baby. Nobody wins.
Reigns is going to sleep.
Reigns might win, but it's going to be because Samoa Joe takes out like a machete and like bludgeons him or something. I don't know. But Samoa Joe's going to look.
You wouldn't count that as a Joe win.
What's that?
So it'd be DQ, but you wouldn't count that as a Joe win?
Joe's going to stand strong, but if Joe gets out of machete, it's a it's not a no DQ match.
No, I understand. He's going to be disqualified at the same time. It seems definitive who came out of that match on top.
Right. No. Okay. So let me clarify. Reigns is not going to come out of this. He's going to survive this, but he's not going to get, there's not going to, oh my God, you're about to shit your pants.
No, I might throw up though.
Oh, fuck. Ew.
Tummy hurts.
Oh my goodness.
Anyways, let's get through this.
Roman Reigns is going to come out of this barely surviving, and he'll probably just get, he'll get a DQ win because Mojo is going to get violent with him. But Roman Reigns is not going to tap out. He's not going to
get pinned.
No,
he's not tapping out.
And he's not going to pass out.
He'll pass out. That's the heroic way of losing, because you're not willing to give up, so you go to sleep.
No, it's you're not good enough to win, so you go to sleep.
No, it's you're not going to tap out. You're not going to get pinned, so you go to sleep. That's why when Stone Cold wouldn't pass out, or when Stone Cold wouldn't tap out, he went to sleep to the sharpshooter. It was a face turn for him, because...
Yeah, I understand that.
Because good guys, that's what happens. They go to sleep.
Hey, I'm a good guy. I like to go to sleep.
Yeah, I like to go to sleep, too.
When I get home, I might go to sleep and take a nap, a heroic nap. Next.
Daniel Bryan versus Cass. Daniel Bryan, 8 confidence points. He's not losing.
You know what? You're going to lose. Based on this match, you're going to lose.
Daniel Bryan's not losing.
Big Cass.
No.
Big Cass. And
no
I
way.
Have 2 confidence
no
points.
No way. Here's why. Cass eliminating Daniel Bryan from longest, largest, greatest Royal Rumble. That was his W on Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan's win this match. They're not going to have Daniel Bryan lose his first solo pay-per-view match. It's not going
to
happen.
They can afford to
do this.
Lots of time between Backlash and Money in the Bank.
What's going to happen
they
is Daniel Bryan will win post-match beatdown from Cass. No, they don't need more of a feud.
Yeah, they do. This has been like a 2-week feud. Yeah, they need more.
It's been good.
Big Cass, they want big things for Big Cass. He needs this. Now, it might be dirty. It's not going to be like clean. It might be dirty. It might be cheating. But he's going to come out with a win over Daniel Bryan. This is a meaningless pay-per-view. He needs to get an upper hand on Daniel Bryan. And Daniel Bryan, here's the thing. I get what you're saying with Big Cass eliminating him from the Rumble. But given that everybody was talking about Daniel Bryan's Iron Man performance and looking at his hamburger chest, that was not a win for Big Cass, because immediately he got eliminated by Braun Strowman. Daniel Bryan came out of that looking like $1 million. So everybody's already forgot about that. That was the storyline that WWE decided to play up. Big Cass needs this. He needs this win. Daniel Bryan does not need this win at all.
Daniel Bryan's going to win. He's going to get beat down after the match by Cass.
All your confidence points are going away with this
match.
That's fine. Oof,
I feel completely confident with this.
Very good. Next up, Nia Jax is totally retaining against Alexa Bliss, although I do find these Moment of Bliss segments to be pretty charming and pretty funny.
Yeah, Nia is completely retaining. Confidence points, 6.
I have 7. Yeah. Next up, AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
This is what's going to happen, Steve. I talked about it on – I will talk about it on Match – Chat, I believe Styles is going to retain. Nakamura is winning Money in the Bank. He may cash in night of Money in the Bank or shortly thereafter. That's how Nakamura eventually gets the title. An opportunist. He's been an opportunist about hitting AJ Styles square in the front area time after time. And the ultimate low blow is cashing in Money in the Bank on you when you've gone through a hard-fought match and you are down. Imagine that. You get a literal low blow, probably to set up the win, but it's also a metaphorical low blow. You're hitting AJ when he's most vulnerable. Right after a match, maybe against Samoa Joe in the main event of Money in the Bank, Nakamura cashes in, but Styles is going to retain and hold on that title until at least Money in the Bank. That's what's going to happen. 2 confidence points.
Okay, so you're never right about your awesome fantasy booking, and I do appreciate your great fantasy booking, but you're never right when that stuff happens, and it always bums me out because I really like it. That being said, Money in the Bank is prime real estate, which means, because there's 2 brands, each brand's going to have, 3 people on each side?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Samoa Joe has just inserted himself into the main event scene. Money in the Bank, we're going to get a triple threat. Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura for the WWE Championship. The only question is who's going to carry it into that match as champion.
See, in my mind, is Styles beats Nakamura at Backlash. Therefore, Nakamura, he didn't really have any claim to the title anymore. So Joe says, I'm next. I'm fresh off beating Roman Reigns. Give me AJ Styles. And then until Nakamura finds his way back into the title picture by winning Money in the Bank.
I like your scenario. It's just you're always wrong about those.
I know, but it's a good scenario.
It's a great scenario, and I appreciate you sticking by your guns with it. I think Nakamura walks out of this as champion. There's still a lot of time between then and Money in the Bank. AJ Styles finds his way into a triple threat with Samoa Joe.
Oh, he has a rematch clause. AJ can get his rematch whenever he wants.
There you go. So that's what I'm going to say happens. I'm going to say Nakamura wins the title here at Backlash. It's probably a bad pick, to be honest with you. But I still have all my confidence points on Big Cass.
Yes.
Oh, man. It doesn't matter if I lose the Big Cass Daniel Bryan one. I think I'm out anyways. Well, no, I don't have a lot of confidence points on that.
No, you don't have a lot of confidence
you
points.
You just do.
Yeah, just me.
You have a ton.
So the little things we differ on right now is...
And I have so few confidence points on this, so I'm fine with it. I only have 3 confidence points
right
on this.
All right, let's get a couple prop bets in. We already talked about Miz, Taraj, who they help. You said Seth. I said they try to help Miz, but to no avail.
I'm going to do this. Hold on a second. Just to give myself some more leeway.
What?
I'm just going to do this. I'm going to lower my confidence points for Nakamura to 2, and then I'm going to up mine for Big Cass for 3, because if I win that, I mean, it doesn't really matter. If I win the Big Cass one, then I've won because you put so many confidence points on
Daniel
Bryan.
Totally going to win.
I can't believe you're more confident in Daniel Bryan than you are.
I said there's 6 matches. I'm like...
In Seth Rollins?
I'm as confident.
You're... as confident,
yeah,
that a guy, you know for a fact the Intercontinental Championship is staying on Raw.
Yeah, man.
So Seth Rollins literally has to win that, whereas Big Cass and Daniel Bryan's
totally winning that match.
All right, look, you could totally be right, which is why I have so few confidence points. I'm just trying to get to your logic of the confidence points. That is the most locked thing there could possibly be. Whereas Daniel Bryan and Big Cass.
Do you want me to switch Rollins and we make Daniel Bryan 1-7 versus 8? Will that make you feel better?
No, not at all. I'm trying to get to your logic.
No, there's 6 matches I'm equally confident, so I just kind of dispersed them as I saw fit.
Yeah, can you change those for me?
No, I'm not going to do it because you want to do
it. Oh, but you just offered.
No.
Because you wish it.
Because I wish it.
All right, Larson.
Will AJ Styles finally wear a cup?
Is AJ going to finally wear a goddamn cup?
No.
Yeah, I'm saying no.
I don't think that's legal.
I said no. Didn't I say no? What do you mean it's not legal? Of course it's legal.
I don't know if that's legal.
You're not allowed to protect your Johnson?
I don't know if you can wear it. Well, you could use that as for an offensive advantage, potentially. Like you grab a person's head and start beating it repeatedly in your groin. If you have a cup there, it protects. It's hard.
I would love for somebody to start doing that. That'd be great.
I don't know. I don't know if it's. I have to get the WWE rule book, which we should buy and have here in our office library. Just have on hand. We can check on these sort of things.
That's a good idea.
Will Samoa Joe get involved in the main event? No. No.
Be a great way to insert him into that triple threat at Money in the Bank.
It would.
But no, he's going to have his hands full with Roman Reigns.
Yes. Finally, how many low blows are going to be in the match between AJ and Nakamura?
There will be one attempt by Shinsuke. AJ... But he's going to have 0 hits.
All right.
AJ will land 1 low blow.
0.
0 across the board?
Yeah. No low blows.
Yeah. All right.
Despite what AJ said on SmackDown.
The entire story is one of low blows. And you're saying they're not
going to
come
into play? I know, because Nakamura can't get one off. Therefore,
AJ wins.
Are
there
going to
be any attempts?
Probably, but none connected. No
0
connected.
Attempts?
No connected low blows.
No connected. How many attempts will there
I don't
be?
Know. A couple, maybe. One.
A couple? Two? One or two?
One, maybe.
1-3?
That might be the finish. Nakamura goes for a low blow. AJ reverses or finds a way out of it into Styles Clash.
Yeah, low blow to Styles Clash.
Yeah.
Okay. All right,
that
I
should
like
be
it.
A seamless transition.
How good do you feel about your
picks? I feel great, man.
Do you?
Yeah.
I know you don't because you just said you're about to throw up, and I think it has to do with the lack of confidence you have in your picks.
No, something's going on with my tummy. It's not comfortable.
All right. Well, we need to get out of here because you're about to throw up all over me. That's disgusting. Anyways, that's it for the predictions. Let us know what you guys think, please, in the comments. And until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.